You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here on the illest, coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining channel on YouTube. And listen, I understand we're not here to sugarcoat, we're not here to simp, we're not here to coddle, and we're really not here to make you feel good. We all about the truth here. It's F your feelings, and it is what it is. Now listen, man, we got Mayor Brandon Johnson back in Chicago. He really does not want Trump to send the National Guard to Chicago, but it looks like it's going to happen. So we got Brandon Johnson. He's trying to block federal involvement. He doesn't want any federal involvement to help reduce crime in Chicago. So he signs an executive order forbidding Chicago police to collab with the National Guard or any federal agents. With all that being said, let's check it out, man. This guy is not playing, and I think it's hilarious, and I'm going to tell you why it's hilarious. Let's check it out.
I'm signing an executive order today that will launch the Protecting Chicago Initiative. This is a
He's protecting Chicago already.
Project that builds on the months of preparation that we have done that has
What preparation have you done?
Led up to this very moment. This order affirms that the Chicago Police Department will not collaborate with military personnel on police patrols or civil immigration enforcement.
Oh, brother.
We will not have our police officers, who are working hard every single day to drive down crime, deputized to do
But when they ask you if you want 5,000 more cops, you couldn't answer the question?
Traffic stops and checkpoints for the president. We do not want to see tanks in our streets.
Who said something about tanks in the streets? Did you see tanks in the streets in D.C.?
Nope.
Now you fear-mongering. Fear-mongering-ass ninja. You ain't sleeping.
Do not want to see families ripped apart. We do not want grandmothers thrown into the back of unmarked vans.
When did that happen in D.C.?
Nope.
Y'all, if it happened, let me know.
We don't want to see homeless Chicagoans harassed or disappeared by federal agents. And so this...
Don't want a solution for them, but I thought that was what was going on in D.C., but I guess
not. Executive order makes it emphatically clear that this president is not going to come in and deputize our police department.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
This guy stinks!
Right? So now, at the same time, I'll give him this. Local crime did reduce, right? So apparently, homicides dropped around 32% year over year over the past few years. And according to Chicago Police Department, the first half of 2025, homicides fell 33%, shootings 38%, and clearance rates improved to 77.4%. And that's the highest over a decade. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't progress being made, but let's be real. We know the reputation Chicago has, along with D.C., Baltimore, and a lot of other cities in America. Now, just because these numbers are dropping doesn't mean crime is non-existent.
Nope.
We talk about this all the time. I'm not from Chicago, so I pay a little more attention to D.C., but I know in D.C., for instance, babies, women getting shot at, and of course, black men. So people still feel like it's dangerous in Chicago. And again, the Magnificent Mile Mall, they reported this as the lowest attendance ever. Now, they're saying this is because of the crime. So I'm just saying, I'm just saying that something still needs to be done. Now, Mr. Johnson here, he said something else. I think he said that this is racist. He said that reducing crime is racist. Now, before we get to the racist comments, we're going to talk about the Chicago Labor Day shootings. There were some shooters in Chicago over Labor Day. And this is the city he swears is so safe and doesn't need any help. This is over Labor Day weekend. 7 people were killed. 47 others were injured. And this is just across the city during Labor Day. That's freaking crazy, man. Over the weekend. It's crazy. Ridiculous. So 52 people shot, 7 deaths, like I said. And it's crazy, man. And if you're going to act like a city is so safe, something like that shouldn't happen on a holiday weekend. People should be out enjoying themselves, and they shouldn't have to worry about no shit like that.
Nope.
Now let's check out what else Brandon Johnson has to say. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. And let's see if he's just doing this because he doesn't want to get exposed. And if he does get exposed, it's just going to be clear that he could have really done something about the crime. And now I have no proof, but there's rumors out there saying that DC and Chicago, they're starting to manipulate these numbers when it comes to crime to make the cities look better. They're not reporting certain things. I have no proof of that. That's the word on the street. I hope that's not the case, but it may be possible with the way he's scraping and shuffling so he doesn't get exposed.
The federal government should spend that money on proven solutions to crime and violence reduction. We cannot...
Well, what Trump is doing with the National Guard is proven.
Incarcerate our way out of violence. We've already tried that, and we've ended...
Well, not incarcerating people harsh enough, putting them in jail long enough. That's not working.
Up with the largest prison population in the world without solving the problems of crime and violence, the addiction on jails and incarceration in this country.
Well, one way to solve it would be if people knew that there were some harsh punishments. If people knew there were some harsh punishments and they couldn't get away with a lot of bullshit like they do in a lot of these blue cities. That's just the facts. And I hate to do this, but it's the truth.
We have moved past that. It is racist. It is immoral. Oh, it is brother. Unholy. And oh, it is brother. Not the way to drive violence down.
That was racist. How was racist? They getting white criminals, too.
We cannot return to the same failed strategies that got us here in the first place.
Well, your strategy isn't working.
The previous presidential administration, we requested more federal resources to address gun violence in our city. We continue to make that same call. We have made significant progress on our own, but there is so much more that we can do if we had real support from the federal government. Our communities need more federal resources for public safety.
I don't understand how it's not real support when it just worked in D.C. It literally just worked in D.C. After this, I'm going to show you the D.C.
safety
numbers.
There's no question about that, but unsolicited, unwarranted military takeover is not needed.
Oh yeah, this guy, this guy here, man.
Oh brother,
that's the definition of scraping and shuffling, literally scraping and shuffling. So bear with me now as I pull these DC numbers up. All right, we had a sharp drop in violent crime. So we had violent crime drop by nearly 50% year over year. In the past 19 days following the National Guard deployment, we had carjackings down 83%. We had robberies down 46%, car thefts down 21%, and overall violent crime down 22%. The administration reported approximately 1,000 arrests, 165 illegal firearms seized. I mean, so listen. And Mario Bowser gave Trump credit for it. And so one thing Mayor Brandon Johnson mentioned was proven strategies. Well, it looks like to me that this is a proven strategy that worked in D.C. And he's going to find a way to get in Chicago and make some change, whether Mayor Brandon Johnson likes it or not. And like I said, he might get exposed. The best thing for him right now, in my opinion, is just accept it, and he might as well work with President Trump. And if not, that exposure is happening. Appreciate y'all watching, man. Go ahead, hit the like button, man. Hope you like that. Leave a comment below. Let me know what you think. If you agree, disagree, it's all love at the end of the day. And listen, subscribe to the page. Follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram, TikTok, and X. Cop a shirt. Less brunches, more crunches. I'm going to catch y'all on the next one. I'm out of here.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.